We build on the base of competency, either evidenced by a minimum number of years of experience, which is always at least 10, or an industry designation that they've already achieved.
Welcome, everybody. John Putnam here. It is great to be with you. I hope it's a great day wherever I find you. We have got a special treat today that I can't wait to share with you. My friend Rob West is joining me today. Rob is CEO of Kingdom Advisors. We're going to talk more about that in a moment, about what it is. And he's a host of a nationally syndicated radio program called Faith and Finance. If you haven't heard this, guys, we're going to put a link in the show notes. But if you haven't listened to FaithFi, put it on your list. Always great content. 1,500 radio outlets a day all over the country. Incredible. Now he's doing radio with FaithFi. Now he's also CEO of Kingdom Advisors. We're going to talk about how all that fits together. I've also led a successful financial services firm, and he served as a host of several radio programs over his career about biblical approaches to finance. He speaks frequently on the topic. He just came off a couple of trips speaking around the country. I was so fired up that I could get on his schedule for a little while this afternoon. And Rob and his wife, Julie, live in Marietta. They've got four kids, and it's just great to have Rob with me today. Rob, welcome, man. Thanks for joining me on Money Made Faithful.
John, my buddy, it's great to be with you.
Oh, man, it's always good to see your face, man. We were talking right before we hit record, and I meant what I said. Our friendship is just a blessing. And so we've covered a lot of ground together over the years.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And I've been a big fan of what you're doing at Money Made Faithful. And, you know, our relationship goes back a long way. We share a similar heart to see God glorified and men and women freed up to handle money as a tool for his purposes. And so I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, buddy, me too. Me too. Well, listen, let's just start out with sort of a big picture question, because I know that there's people that are listening to this that don't know what Kingdom Advisors is. So let's start with, what is Kingdom Advisors?
Yeah. So we are an organization that was founded by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue. So you may know those names. Larry, going back to Christian Financial Concepts, he kind of really was one of the first on radio dealing with money and possessions through the lens of scripture. His kind heart and his wisdom on the air every day was something that still is impacting so many today. I hear it on the radio every week. And then Ron Blue, of course, the popular author and teacher on biblical finance, built what was one of the first and largest and still today most significant financial planning firms, now called Blue Trust, that is bringing a biblical perspective to financial decision making at a professional level. And Ron's heart was really that he wanted to see a movement of financial professionals who brought their faith with them to work for God's glory and client success. And so we know that money is an entry point to the heart. We know that God's word speaks in many ways to this topic of money, more than 2,300 passages. Why? It's because God wants more of it? No, it's all his. It's because it can compete with our hearts for devotion to the Lord. And so when we bring a biblical worldview alongside professional financial decision-making, it really is a game changer. And so we have the privilege at Kingdom Advisors of serving about 4,000 Christian financial professionals all over the country. We help them to have community with one another so that they can be reinforced in their learning and their mission and their calling. We train them to bring values-aligned advice to their counsel and to the investments that they're offering to their clients, and really free them up to bring their authentic self to work so that their values and their faith can be appropriately reflected through their work. And in doing so, it creates a deeper advisor-client relationship. because it's more than just what did we do in the market last quarter? It's how do we help leave a legacy for our kids without ruining them? And how do we think about retirement in light of biblical wisdom? And how do we manage and deploy God's capital in a way that's aligned with our values? And a whole host of issues that you talk about on this podcast so often. So at our core, we're leading what we call the Christian financial industry, but we have the privilege of serving these thousands of advisors every day, and it is just an absolute joy.
Yeah, well, it has been a blessing in my life. I've had a privilege of being a part of it since it began back at the beginning of 2004. Hard to believe it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how time flies when you're having fun, but one thing that always struck me, Rob, is as we did weekly study groups from the beginning, is that I remember going to these weekly groups every time I would be in a study group. By the end of the day, that day, something I had learned that morning between 7 and 8 a.m., I was able to apply that same day. It was so practical, but so wise, so truthful, and it just applied in so many different circumstances. And it continued to have ripple effects across the country. Now, 4,000 advisors and growing rapidly. Man, I love that picture. Now, you're CEO of Kingdom Advisors. You're also radio host for the radio show Faith and Finances, the FaithFi show. So talk to me about how the connection between Kingdom Advisors and your radio show, and how can you possibly do both? I mean, I know you're the hardest working man in faith and finances. I got that anyway. But how does that work, and what's the connection between those two?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the bottom line is we have a great team. But yeah, Kingdom Advisors, our audience is the financial advisor. So we provide community. You mentioned we have 250 study groups that meet in the U.S. and Canada, small groups of advisors every month with original content coming together, forming community. We have this national conference that we do called Redeeming Money. We had a sellout crowd of 2,200 in Orlando just a few months ago. We offer a designation. Certified Kingdom Advisors, the only industry accepted designation around a biblical worldview of financial decision making, accepted across Wall Street. And we'll talk about CKA a little later. But we also have a consumer or a public facing ministry, because what we realize is that we can train up advisors and really equip them to bring values aligned advice to their clients. But if the Christians in the pews don't understand that the worldview and training of my advisor matters, and they don't know that there's a trusted place to go to find, through a designation certified Kingdom Advisor, to find an advisor that can bring faith-aligned advice and investing, then we're never going to be able to accomplish our mission here at Kingdom Advisors. And so in 2017, we launched what is today FaithFi, which is the public-facing brand that we go direct to consumers. And you're right, I had a background in radio that started in college and showed up in South Florida when I owned a wealth management firm. I was partners with my dad, and we did a call-in show on money in South Florida. And then I was approached by Howard Dayton, who I'm sure many of your listeners know well. I mean, Howard's one of the heroes in our space because of his integrity and humility, but just his teaching over many years alongside Larry Burkett and Ron Blue, really the fathers of this industry, if you will. And Howard approached me and said, "Rob, it's time for me to transition out of the radio broadcast money-wise. I think you're the guy." And we prayed through that and decided that that was what we wanted to do. And so they gifted that radio ministry to Kingdom Advisors, and it became our public basic ministry, and I assume the role of that. And we've expanded it since then. I now do 2 hours of live radio a day, so an hour at 10 Eastern on American Family Radio, an hour at 4 Eastern on Moody Radio, and then we've got another 1,400 syndicated stations, so about 1,900 outlets airing faith and finance across the country and beyond every day. And through FaithFi, really our goal is that all Christians would see God as their ultimate treasure. that's really the framework, the lens through which we see everything. And so we want to go into the scriptures and understand the heart of God as it relates to money, which, by the way, as you know, John, is a good gift from the Lord that he gave us to provide and to enjoy and to give generously.
Yes.
The problem is when we make that the object of our affection, and we can, we see that in the parable of the sower. You remember what the third soil that would choked out the word from bearing the 30, 60, 100-fold return was the deceitfulness of riches, the desires for other things. So when we make God our ultimate treasure, then it frees us from our little mini kingdoms and gets us, raises our sights to the eternal kingdom and helps us to focus where we should be and then puts money in its proper role of a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Well, FaithFi is how we take that to the public. And we do that through the radio broadcasts. We're now producing studies. So we just came out with our new 4-week study, Rich Toward God, a deep dive into the parable of the rich fool. This summer, we'll launch a 21-day devotion called Look at the Sparrow on fear and anxiety related to money. And we'll have 4 studies over the next year coming out. We have our FaithFi app where folks can set up a spending plan and alongside all this great biblical content. So it really is just the platform that we take this expression to the public of God as your ultimate treasure and how to manage God's money wisely.
Well, buddy, that's a lot. If you're doing all that, you've got a great team, and I know a lot of your team, and they are great. And I know that's how you get so much done, and just so thankful. And the whole FaithFi model, direct to consumer, and what you're saying is so true. You know, money's not bad. You can have money. You can have God. You just can't love them both, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's talk about certified kingdom advisors. This is important. So as I share with my private coaching clients and I talk with them, one of their top questions so often is help my adult kids get wise and faithful, be better prepared with their resources. And when I'm talking to these 20, 30 somethings, you know, some of them are young professionals, nearlyweds, newlyweds, young couples, young families. They are really hungry for financial basics. The other surprising revelation from these conversations is so many of these young couples, young professionals, young families do not have advisors. And they're saying, how do we find one? What do we do? And I bring up the idea of CKA, Certified Kingdom Advisor. So I want to talk about what is a Certified Kingdom Advisor?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, what we realized at the very beginning was that we wanted to create community for advisors. We wanted to train them. But eventually, we needed to put a designation with real rigor behind their ability to meet a high bar in terms of experience and competency and ethics and and training. And that really culminated in this industry designation, Certified Kingdom Advisor. It really is the only industry accepted designation around a biblical worldview of money management. So these are men and women that 1,500 of them that have achieved this designation. And we set that bar high, John, on purpose, because what we wanted is those who were really committed to ongoing learning and study around God's word and how it applies at a professional level, and that they would meet high standards and character and competence. And so there's a 50 to 60 hour training program that's delivered through a university program. There's a 3-hour proctored exam. They have to get a pastor and client references. There's a statement of faith, a code of ethics. They have to meet an experience requirement. They have to do 10 hours of annual CE. I mean, we're not letting them off the hook. It's a high bar. But in the end, they can achieve the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. And because we have now so many of them around the country, just about every city has a group of CKAs that you could interview. And so the way to find those folks is just to go to our public-facing website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Then right there at the top of the page, it says find a professional, and you can do a search. But John, these are really the financial professionals who are most committed to being specialists in bringing a biblical worldview of financial decision-making.
Yeah. And so, Rob, talk a minute about the different types of financial professionals that hold a CKA designation. Because, yeah. I mean, there are all different kinds of professionals that have the CKA designation as part of their name.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we build on a base of competency, either evidenced by a minimum number of years of experience, which is always at least 10, or an industry designation that they've already achieved. So a good example would be if you want to be a CKA in the financial planning space, so these would be for clients looking for comprehensive financial planning, you'd have to have a CFP or equivalent designation first. And then our CKA builds on top of that base of competency to bring the biblical worldview alignment. So we offer CKA in five disciplines. The first is financial planning. The second is investment management. The third is estate planning for those looking for wealth transfer and estate planning issues to be solved. The fourth is CPAs for tax and accounting. And then the fifth is insurance. So you actually would search for your CKA in one of those five, depending upon what your needs are.
Okay, I like it. But these five different disciplines, when people are looking for an advisor, it allows them to go to, again, faithfi.com, find a professional, click on it, put in your zip code. You can choose by the type of advisor you're looking for and begin the search there. Rob, I know this may be just so obvious, but I want to get down to just sort of a basic level for a moment. What are some of the benefits of working with a certified Kingdom advisor?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. And I think, you know, obviously the base of competency, there would be those that are not CKAs that are very skilled and capable at what they do. I think the difference is those who have CKA really have been trained and are committed to bring competent financial advice, but through the lens of a biblical worldview. Because you and I know that when you lay God's word on top of financial decision-making, there are planning differentiators. You approach generosity differently. You approach your lifestyle differently. I mean, a certified Kingdom advisor, when you're talking about your ultimate savings goals, would likely bring in the question, how much is enough? And help you really set that financial finish line and think about the importance of setting a finish line both for lifestyle and accumulation. When you're dealing with the wealth transfer conversation, you know, a certified Kingdom advisor would help you answer the question, is the next steward chosen and prepared? Which that question shifts the decision away from the quantity of the inheritance as the primary driver to the heart condition and the life trajectory that it envisions for our heirs, which is a completely different conversation, right? We're moving from the right amount or percentage to a more profound exploration. What do I think the money is going to do in the life of my heir? And if they're accelerating quickly, you know, away from God's plan for their lives with their lifestyle or their spiritual maturity, it may accelerate that move away. And so that's a different conversation, as you well know, John, and we could carry that out into the debt conversation, the retirement conversation, even the deployment of capital. You know, increasingly, God's people are saying, you know what, as I deploy capital, I want to align my values and priorities as a Christian with those companies or investments I own. And all of a sudden today, there's now world-class investments that weren't around 5 years ago that allow you to have a properly diversified portfolio with, you know, incredible returns, but where you know that you're invested in companies that are aligned with your values as a believer. And so I think that really is at the heart of the difference.
Okay. I really appreciate that. And I know there may be people listening who have gifted advisors who they work with and who they trust and who've done great work for them over the years. And we want people that have found those great relationships and they're flourishing, it be exactly where they are. but as those That's who right. are looking for advisors and are looking for kingdom-minded guidance. Guys, I just want to just again encourage you, take a look at faithfi.com, find a professional, look at see who may be in your area, interview a few, find the ones that work best. And there's even a great worksheet that is available on faithfi.com, Rob, if I'm not mistaken, about questions to ask your financial advisor in an Yep. interview, just to get a sort of lay a baseline.
Yeah, and it's certainly right there, faithfi.com. You can download that PDF. And we encourage you to interview two or three. Again, Yeah. as you said, John, if you have a trusted advisor, great. Let's stay with that relationship. But if you're looking for somebody, or perhaps you didn't realize that there was a group of advisors nationwide that really have been trained and held themselves out as specializing in not only competent financial advice, but that values alignment for Christians, this may be a new idea for you. And this is a resource you can take advantage of.
Yeah, so good. Rob, thank you. The overview of Kingdom Advisors, the way that Certified Kingdom Advisor fits in, the reasons why we would have them, where you can find them. Thank you so much for sharing all that, buddies. Greatly appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, I always like to end our conversations, my interviews, with a little segment I call Money and Me, because, you know, Rob, you and me, we're just people. And just like people, we handle money too. And I've got three questions I want to go over with you. And my listeners have heard these before, but I'll share them one more time. So three questions. Question number one, Rob, and I'll give you these three, and then we'll come back to number one and walk through them. Question number one, what comes naturally to you when it comes to money? Question number two, what has been a challenge for you personally when it comes to money? And question number three, what's the best financial advice that you have, that was shared with you, that you have used, that has made a difference in your life? Sound good?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Number one, Rob West, CEO of Kingdom Advisors, host of FaithFi, heard on 1900 outlets. What comes naturally to you when it comes to money?
Yeah. Well, so if you're familiar with the four temperaments, I'm a sanguine temperament. So I'm people oriented. I tend to be more outgoing. With that, though, I don't really have time for budgets. And so I've really had to train myself on the importance of what it looks like to actually operate within a spending plan. I'm not a planner by nature. And so I have to recognize that in myself. I love to use money for experiences. And okay. so that comes really naturally to me. But there's also a tendency with that to overspend. And so I think one of the things that I've come to realize is just how God has wired me has real implications in how I view and handle money. And there's some really great upsides around that in terms of how I can use that to bless others. And generosity comes naturally to me, and spending on experiences comes naturally for me. But I can blow right ahead of the spending plan, and I can not take the time to do the planning that I need to do for the future if I'm not careful.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for your transparency with that. I think people will resonate with that as well. You sort of answered question one and two in the same question, which is fine. I'm much more into function than form here.
Yeah. I will add on that, though, that I think one of the challenges, though, that has identified is between with Julie and I. So Julie's my wife. We've been married 24 years. If you get married in the year 2000, it's really helpful because you always know how many years you've been married.
It's a thing, Rob.
Yes, it is. It is. And she's amazing. John, you and I married up. We know that for sure.
Yes, we did.
But what was challenging for us is, and more so for me is understanding the differences that Julie and I brought to the table in terms of money management. And it largely stemmed from our backgrounds. You know, I read just the other day, John, that the way you view money is largely in place by the age of 9.
Yes.
which says that the environment you were in, how plentiful money was, how scarce it was, whether the money was, you know, handled with a budget or not. I mean, Julie came up from a single family home. Money was very tight. I did not grow up in that environment. On top of that, she's wired completely different than me. And so what didn't come naturally to me was understanding and appreciating the differences between how tightly she holds money and how loosely I hold it. And the implications of that, as we're now one flesh making financial decisions, I've had to appreciate her background, bring understanding she has with me. But what's really cool is once you do that, then you begin to appreciate that when you bring those together, you're actually a better reflection of Christ, I think, as you work that out, so long as with that understanding, it doesn't just create constant conflict.
Yes. Yeah. I talk about it often, and you and I have talked about it often. I mean, how we deal with our past, our considerations for the future, our beliefs and behaviors. All right. Question number three, what is the best financial advice that you have used that's made a difference in your life?
Yeah. And, you know, I could go a lot of directions around kind of the financial literacy side of this. I mean, obviously, spend less than you earn. So simple, so hard to do. It's the key to every financial success. But I think even before that, the advice that I was given, and actually this goes back to the late Larry Burkett, he would say this. He would say the way we handle money is the clearest indicator into what's happening in our lives spiritually. Now, here's the implications of that, and that's why this advice is so important, is because it immediately becomes a barometer that I can use on a daily basis into my spiritual health. Is money the focus and the ultimate aim of my life, the world, or is it God and his treasure? The story that my money management tells actually reflect what's most important to me? And when I look at that budget, that spending plan, I quickly know what's driving me. What do I value most? What's important to me? And if the story is not in line with what's truly important to me, I need to make some changes. The money tells whether or not I trust God or I just say I trust God in the way I handle it. So I think that money as a barometer to not only your health financially, but your health spiritually, I think has become something that's a game changer for me and that I wrestle with often.
You're viewing the way you use money as part of your testimony.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. As Ron Blue, our friend, and says, John, you know, money's a tool, it's a test, and it's a testimony. And you know, we need to see it that way. And especially in the midst of times like we're in now, where we've got all kinds of uncertainty around us and, you know, GDP's down and inflation's up. And I mean, I just read the other day, a basket of groceries over the last 3.5 years is up 21%. And we're feeling it at every turn, right? Housing is so unaffordable these days. And, car premiums on your car insurance is through the roof. And, you know, it's just really challenging. And so our ability and willingness to continue to give generously and help others in need and trust God for his provision as provider in the midst of the chaos, I think is a real testimony to the world that is watching.
Rob, thank you. So happy you joined me today, and we'll look forward to doing this again sometime.
I can't wait, John. Grateful for you, my friend.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you. Well, everybody, thanks so much for joining me today on another episode of Money Made Faithful. And there's a contact form at moneymadefaithful.com. We'd love to hear your ideas or your questions about this episode or others or other questions you would like us to cover on the podcast. So we would love to hear from you. Thanks again for being with me. And until next time, may you continue to experience the breakthroughs and blessings of Money Made Faithful.